Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It won't be long until the snow flies, and when it does, a de-icing product containing beet juice will be hitting highways and parking lots throughout North America, and it will likely be coming from Marion County. Let's go in depth with Max Smith and Chad Lynch with Smith Fertilizer and Grain, Knoxville. So, Max, beet juice and rock salt, that's quite an operation you have going here, and it's a road treatment for winter weather. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's a real exciting discussion for us. We always want to do things to make it better for the environment, and I always tell the story that I've got 6 kids and 20 grandkids, so it's my job to do anything we can to make the road safer and keep the environment safe. And this product here we have, when you mix it with, I'll shake it up here a little bit, you can hear it, it's rock salt, and we put beet juice on it. It's made out of sugar beet molasses. And it's sustainable, it keeps the, it's a renewable product. We add about 5 to 6 gallons of beet juice to a ton of rock salt, and it lowers the freeze point by about 20 degrees. And we reduce the use of salt by 30%. So we keep the rock salt where it needs to be. It's a molasses base. It makes it sticky, keeps it on the road, and we use less of it. And the bottom line is we keep it out of the road ditches, and we don't hurt the grass and the environment, and we keep it out of the water supply. And you've heard all the topics here the last few months about keeping all the nutrients out of the water supply, and this product really assists in doing that.
Well, and you were saying that it makes it safer for us, too, and that it lowers the freezing point of the road. Is that right?
Yes. As you can tell, I'm an older guy, and years ago we didn't have the 24/7 society we do today. And today most of the companies run 3 shifts, and we need de-icing products to work at cold temperatures. And typically the rock salt use, when the sun goes down, well, it quits working about dark. And by adding these additives today to the salt and salt brine, it works at colder temperatures and keeps our roads open 24/7 and keeps us from falling down in the parking lots and avoiding those work comp claims and keeping us all safe.
Well, better for the environment and safer. It seems that this would be a trend that's taking off for a lot of different municipalities, cities, I guess, Department of Transportation. Are they picking up on this or increasing use of it?
Yes, they are. We've actually entering our 14th year doing this. We started this in the year 2000, and we've grown to, there were several of us in the beginning, and as in any business, it's always a chance to take a chance on working with a new product. And when you sell de-icing products, well, the only time you sell them is when it snows. So in the United States, it always snows, but it doesn't always snow the same spot every year. So we've had to diversify and spread our market out, and currently we work all across the United States and the lower Canada. So we're diversified enough that we can spread our work out and work with all the major DOTs, the Department of Transportation is our primary customers, the large cities. And then we work with several schools and hospitals and large businesses.
Can you say some local organizations that use this product?
Yes, we've worked with the city of Knoxville. We treated their salt this year. The Knoxville hospitals use some of our granular products. We've used them at Simpson College, the city of Des Moines, Omaha, Fort Dodge. We're working Iowa City, Rockford, Illinois, Davenport. We work with a lot of cities. Usually it's the larger cities that are equipped to handle either liquids or handle salt and being able to mix it on salt. And then occasionally we work with some local contractors and mix one ton, a totes we call them. They're 2,000 pounds. We take a tote and fill it full of rock salt that's treated with beet salt, and they in turn can put it in their pickups and small spreaders and keep the parking lot safe. It keeps us all from falling down, and none of us want to do that.
More in depth after this. We'll be right back. continued my conversation with Max Smith and Chad Lynch with Smith Fertilizer and Grain, Knoxville. Okay, so some of those guys I see out real early in the morning treating parking lots, they're using this too.
Yes, that's a very popular product coming along. Liquid technology is nothing new to the large groups, but it's very common today to see a city changing over to using a salt brine product and mixing beet juice with it, or a rock salt and treating it. And we see a lot of vendors. We've got several vendors in Des Moines that Premier Snow Removal is a large account for us, and they have a ton pickup, a ton and a half pickup, and they put a 400-gallon tank, I think, on it, something like that, and load it up with a 80% blend of salt and 20% beet juice and apply that. And it's very effective, and they, it reduces all the labor from handling bags and the rock salt, and it's been very, very good for us the last two or three years.
And, Chad, you go to trade shows throughout the country, right, with this product and do demonstrations. How's that go?
It goes real well. We get a pretty good response from all the cities and the DOTs coming in. A lot of our return customers come to us and, you know, check our stuff, see if we got anything new going on. And, you know, one of our new products is Husker Plus, and that went over real well this year in Cincinnati. So.
And so you have a variety of products. You've got a nice little lineup of all kinds of things here. And so how do you talk to people about it?
Well, first you start asking them what their conditions are for their roadways, what environmental situations they run into, and that helps narrow it down to what products they should be pushing and using on the roadways for their conditions.
Okay, and is there a cost consideration? Does that play into things?
Cost will play into consideration for, you know, all their choices. So it comes down to that bottom line. You know, this may be the best product, but this guy may be like, well, we'll probably have to go with this one and use it for the time being.
Are you thinking about getting into Canada or anything like that?
With our distributor up there, the possibilities are there to get up into Canada a little bit more. Getting it up there and transportation in certain ways, like Max was talking about, freight charge can be an issue with that.
Well, Max, when we first sat down here, you opened up this map, and it was really nice to see the map and think about it. But tell people the extent of the operation. This is a nationwide operation that you've got going.
Well, as I stated earlier, we've had to diversify. We started out as a local Iowa company. They was looking for someone that was had trucks and had liquid tanks, and us being in the fertilizer business, the semis, well, we was solicited as a dealer, and as we try to do anything and do things right, well, we've grown and we've taken on other distributorships throughout the United States. We currently have a distributor in Idaho that services British Columbia and part of Wyoming, and then we have one in Nebraska, in western Nebraska, that services Wyoming and Colorado. And western Nebraska, we have had them shipped down to Kansas some. And then we have a distributor in actually Lamar's, Iowa, that services South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota. And then we direct shipped out of the plant in North Dakota. We use all of them. We've had that state for several years. And then we have a distributor ship here in Pleasantville, right here in Marion County here, that services Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois, where we go clear to Chicago from here and up to Milwaukee. And we have a distributor in Mounds, Illinois, in southern Illinois, right at the tip, that services Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee. We even have a load going to Atlanta, Georgia this year. We was kind of surprised that they had such a tremendous ice storm that... We're the largest distributorship in the United States for this as we've grown, and so we've finally grown large enough now that the people are actually soliciting us. We work in southern Ontario, Canada. We've had solicitations from New York and Pennsylvania. We don't have anybody actively working as a distributor there, but we that East Coast is kind of a high price market. We've kind of shied away from that because of the cost of living out there. Is transportation is extremely high, but from Ohio this way, we're very dominant in the business today.
And that's in 14 years you've done that.
That's correct. We've had some fun growing, and most people that know our business don't know anything about this part of it, but it takes about half my time or better today, and a good good share of Chad's time, probably takes two-thirds of his time, all this. So we've had fun growing it. We've got two full-time salesmen that travel the United States that service us. We have had three at times. It's been a fun time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Max Smith and Chad Lynch with Smith Fertilizer and Grain, Knoxville. Well, and it's funny, we can drive by and see the operation, and what we think about is farming, is fertilizer, grain, and that's what we think about. We don't think about beets.
No, you don't. Our main plant is at Pleasantville. My son Charles manages that plant, and we have a large fertilizer plant there that we've actually devoted much to the de-icing side of the business. We have a rail spur there from the Burlington Northern Railroad that they replaced a few years ago. And we've got offload rail siding there. And then we've got some buildings that we've converted into salt storage. And we have treated salt there. We're the only place in Iowa you can buy treated salt. That's becoming very popular. Everybody wanting to buy the salt already treated, because we've done the hard work, if you will. So it's just grown and dominated. We still use it as a fertilizer plant in the fertilizer season. It's again, it's about being able to diversify and use your facilities for different things. And in the wintertime, traditionally the agriculture work kind of slows down for us, and it's worked out well. Charles has done a good job. We've put a new salt brine maker in that it's a very sophisticated salt brine maker, one of the nicest ones in the state. We're installing it here this week here in Pleasantville. And so we make custom blends for most everybody within a 200-mile radius of Pleasantville.
Now, I have to ask you where the beets come from.
The beets come from three or four main areas. Michigan is where beets are grown. In the Bay City area, they have several plants there. The majority of the plants are in the Minnesota, North Dakota area through the Red River Valley. That's a very dominant sugar beet area. And then you go into western Nebraska and eastern Wyoming. There's a large area of sugar beets there. And then the lower half of Idaho, through there to Boise, Twin Falls area. That's a very dominant area there. So those are the main sugar plants that we source product from. And depending on where it's being shipped, it's all about freight today and anything we can do to lower that cost. So we have to do that to be competitive, just like everybody else in the business. And that's why we've had to diversify and grow our business to stay competitive.
Now, why beets? What is it about beets? Or are there other kinds of products that would work the same?
There's been several products tried. The beet juice has always been the one that's prevailed. They've used cheese and
Wisconsin. Cheese?
Yeah.
Potatoes?
They've had milk and cheese. They've had all these byproducts from different things, and there's different smells and different problems they have. They've actually used corn in some of these products, and they haven't been real successful in the United States, but they have been in China, and we can talk about that in a little bit here. But the beet juice has been the one that's prevailed. It's a carbohydrate that just mixes well with salt, and it has a smell to it, but it's not offensive, and it has adhered to the salt and kept the freeze point at the lowest temperature of all the products out there today. And all these plants in America, whatever they make, it doesn't matter what they make, there's always a byproduct out there, a product that they need to sell off to value add what they're doing to make it profitable. And this is another case that this product is also used for feed, an animal feed, so it's a very safe product. This product today, you can put it in your mouth and swallow it, and it will not hurt you. Cattle eat it all the time. It's actually a protein. So this is what's so neat about this product. It's renewable, it's safe, and it works.
Well, and I wouldn't want to drive down a cheesy highway or a sour milk smelling highway. I mean, is that
in Wisconsin? That's happened. I mean, but again, they're all trying new things, and that's what happened up there. Of course, that's strong dairy country, and they're supportive of the dairy, and they had this byproduct, but the smell was too much.
Got a little stank right there.
Well, I think that must have been a pretty good salesperson to sell the Wisconsin DOT on cheesy highways.
Well, I think they also experiment with beer? Brine off of beer tea down in certain areas, so that'd be a little interesting.
Well, I guess you'd have to experiment and find out what works.
Well, that's right. But the problem is we have to be so careful because we're talking about public safety here. So we've all had to take responsibility to explore what really works and what doesn't work. And the last thing we want to get caught is selling something. We don't want to sell anything that doesn't work. We don't want to sugarcoat anything. We don't want to sell snake oil. We don't want to sell anything that doesn't work because our livelihoods depend on it. And I have to maintain an extremely high liability insurance to stay in this business. That's another problem with a business like this. Our liability goes off the charts for what we have to protect ourselves. I worked too hard too long to lose what we have, and we have to really be careful. And so that sorts out some of the people that want to do this business because of the liability. Which leads me to another product I thought you might want to hear about that we haven't talked about. We've got a product called Snowmelt, and this is the most exciting thing that's happened to us. And it is made out of corn, but it does come from China. And that's the problem, is the freight getting over here. But this is a completely 100% non-corrosive standalone product. And so we're using this around any traffic area that would, like a bank or a parking lot, a high traffic pedestrian area. It will not corrode any of the aluminum thresholds that go into buildings and doorways. And most of these other products all have a salt mixture, which corrodes it. This Snowmelt product is very, very promising to take over the market. It is a little pricier, but it does meet all the safety requirements, and it is renewable.
And you're going to start making it here, you think?
Or? We're looking into building a manufacturing plant here in Pleasantville.
So anything else on the horizon for you, Max?
Well, this Snowmelt product, we're working very hard to see if it's cost-effective to build a plant here in Marion County. We'd like to add a few more jobs. We take a lot of pride. We've added a lot of jobs to this county already. We'll know here more in 6 months if we can build this plant and be feasible. But a lot of good, exciting things on the horizon for keeping people safe in Iowa.
Thanks to Max Smith and Chad Lynch for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.